From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. More news on the light brown apple moth front. A Monterey County judge has halted plans for aerial spraying of a synthetic pheromone over populated areas until an environmental impact report is completed. The decision is similar to one issued last month in Santa Cruz County. State officials vow to appeal. They're still free to attack the agricultural pest with ground-based strategies. A federal judge has ruled the city of Fresno violated the U.S. Constitution by sending workers to raid homeless encampments. The judge said the policy, since suspended, violated prohibitions against unreasonable search and seizure. After a series of sweeps in 2004 and 6, people who lost property, including photos and medication, filed a class action lawsuit. With soaring pension costs, a big worry across the state, San Diego's turning heads this morning. The San Diego Union-Tribune reports Mayor Jerry Sanders plans to take his reform plan to voters after the city council refused to impose his contract on municipal labor unions last night. Allison St. John has more from KPBS in San Diego.
San Diego Mayor Jerry Sanders was elected with a mandate to get the city back on an even keel financially. 4 years ago, a billion-dollar pension deficit threatened to plunge the city into bankruptcy, and Sanders campaigned on a promise to cut pension costs. He wanted to negotiate a new kind of hybrid pension plan. It would combine the traditional defined benefit or guaranteed pension with a defined contribution pension plan, like the 401ks offered by many private companies.
Our new retirement system for future non-public safety employees will reduce costs and lower the city's financial risks.
If the city had gone forward with the mayor's plan, it would have been the first city in the state to make the change to a defined contribution pension for its employees. But the city's labor unions fought the plan tooth and nail. They pointed out the state of Alaska experimented with converting its pension plan for public employees, and now, 3 years later, it's trying to reverse course. Employees discovered their pensions were tens of thousands of dollars lower, and they couldn't afford to retire. Ann Smith is the attorney for San Diego City's white-collar workers. She says a high percentage of the city's workforce will retire in the next 10 years, and recruiting good people to replace them will be a challenge. Defined benefit pensions are the main incentive, she says, to encourage people to work in the public sector.
And it's one of the chief ways that we can recruit people because, you know, we don't have bonuses, we don't have profit sharing, we don't have stock options. This is something that we do have to offer and we need to preserve that.
But San Diego is not the only city in California being hit hard by falling revenues and ballooning pension costs. Cities and counties around the state have been watching this debate closely to see what happens in San Diego. For the California Report, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.
California will make history later this morning at the state capitol as the first African-American woman ever selected speaker of the state assembly takes the oath of office. Karen Bass will become the 67th leader of the assembly and will likely be treated to a very short political honeymoon. The state is facing a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall, and there's virtually no consensus in the legislature on how to resolve it. As Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers reports, the woman who now assumes the title of Madam Speaker knows she's been dealt a tough hand and a short amount of time to play it.
In the hallway outside the chamber of the California Assembly, a hand-painted sign notes the office of the Assembly Speaker. But on Monday, that sign was missing. That's because the legislator who moved in over the weekend isn't Speaker yet. That will change by day's end, though, when workers rehang the familiar sign with a new nameplate that says Karen Bass. It will be only the second time ever a woman's name appears on that sign in the state capitol. In fact, later today, Karen Bass becomes the first African-American woman to lead a legislative body in U.S. history. All of that is something that's taken the unassuming 53-year-old Los Angeles native a little while to get used to.
That just increases the pressure. It is incredibly motivating to me because not only is the job big enough to be the Speaker of the Assembly, but to carry the weight of history on my shoulders is quite a task.
It's also a reminder of just how far Bass has come and how fast. 5 years ago, she was still running a South Los Angeles community group, leading efforts against everything from drug dealing to the proliferation of liquor stores. Before that, she was a physician's assistant in a Los Angeles emergency room. But things change quickly in California politics, especially in the era of legislative term limits. Bass was elected in 2004 to fill the seat of termed-out Assembly Speaker Herb Wesson. Wesson's successor as Speaker, Democrat Fabian Nunez, set the post-term limits record with 4 years in the top job. Bass will be termed out in 2010 and will likely be Speaker less than 2 years.
I'm a person that is here to make a very specific difference. And I know I can't change the world in the few months that I'll be Speaker.
That sense of pragmatism has led Speaker-elect Bass to create a to-do list much shorter than that of her predecessor. In fact, Bass knows much, if not all, of her leadership era will be consumed by the state's ailing finances.
We have a huge deficit right now. That has to be my number one concern. I also know that 12 months from now, we will probably also have a huge deficit. So it makes perfect sense from my point of view to focus all of my efforts on solving the budget crisis this year, but to put something in place so we can begin to think about next year now.
Bass says she plans to appoint a special commission later this month to examine long-term systemic reforms in one of the most contentious political arenas in California, taxes. And the new speaker is adamant the state budget that must be enacted this summer will not be balanced solely through cuts to state services. The only other thing on Bass's agenda is to shine a brighter light on the shortcomings and needs in the foster care system. 17 bills she's carried on the issue have been signed into law. Karen Bass takes the oath as Speaker as someone who's well-respected, not only by her fellow Democrats, but also by Republicans, most notably Assembly Republican leader Mike Malines.
She's good to her word. She'll always give you a heads up. She's always, you know, followed through. And that's really all you can ask for. We're going to have significant policy disagreements, but I know when Karen says something's going to happen, it'll happen.
Karen Bass attributes her preference for compromise over confrontation to her experience as a community activist in Los Angeles.
I think it makes me much more practical, building bridges, bringing people together to solve problems. That's what I've been doing the majority of my life, and that is certainly applicable here with 120 legislators.
Creating that kind of rapport with one's adversaries is hard in the rough-and-tumble world of politics, and for Assembly Speaker Karen Bass, it will be put to the test almost immediately. Tomorrow afternoon, Governor Schwarzenegger unveils his revised budget plans with new projections of a deficit that could be as large as $20 billion. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, May 13th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report. Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California, on the web at calhospitalcompare.org, and the Wesley Foundation, for coverage of immigration issues throughout California.